Going to get a little bit different now, though, in the studio, because it's time for Kitty, Daisy and Lewis.
A little bird told me.
Yes, they're in the country for a bunch of shows, including the Blues Festival, Boogie at Tullaroook, and tonight at Billboard's in Melbourne. Hello to Daisy and Lewis from Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. Hello.
Hi.
This is the tune that we would have heard on Gangster Squad from you guys.
Yeah, well, it's a bit confusing. Like, that track is not actually on the film. They made, like, a separate soundtrack, a sort of CD thing, and they got us to cover one of the songs that was in the film.
Yeah, well, they basically just asked us to do it, and we were like, okay, might as well.
Well, there we go. That's the perfect intro to Kitty, Daisy and Lewis in the country. Well, how have the shows been so far? You played a couple. You played the West Coast Blues and Roots Festival in Adelaide.
Yeah, it was really good. The festival was good and packed tent. And last night we did the first headline show and we were doing new songs because we're working on a new album. So we're testing out lots of new songs and they went down well and stuff. So
once again, like with several people we've spoken to recently, people like James Blake and Mute Math and Dizzy Rascal, we are the testing ground for new songs for many artists. So how many new songs are you trying out?
Well, this is the first place we've been since we sort of started practicing the new songs and stuff. But there's about maybe five or six in there. There's quite a lot of new stuff in there.
That is indeed, especially I guess the last time we heard stuff from you guys was in 2011. How do you want us to react if we like the new songs at these shows?
Like the usual?
Yeah.
Clap and
a
stuff.
A lot of screaming, yeah. Jumping up and down.
Hooting and hollering. If we want
throwing your knickers about.
It would have been if we want a little bit changed, like to tweak something.
Give money. No, I don't know. No. Just, I don't know, the usual stuff, you know.
Yes, I understand. What does it sound like?
There's all different kinds of stuff in there, all different.
Is there the cool sort of ska sounding stuff like
that? Yeah, there's some West Indian stuff and like some blues stuff and some more other stuff. There's all mixture of stuff. It's not one kind of thing, you know, all different styles.
Any beats,
there.
Any programming, drum machines, dubstep, that kind of stuff?
No. Yeah.
I'm guessing you guys are keeping it trad.
It's instruments, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, real instruments. So no dubstep breakdowns on the new Kitty, Daisy and Lewis album. I'll write that down now.
Well, we don't know about that yet.
But no, we played on real instruments and recorded to tape and possibly available to be played back at 78 RPMs, one would imagine. Triple J, that's Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, and Don't Make a Fool Out of Me. Off their last release, Smoking in Heaven, but there will be new stuff at the shows, including tonight at Billboard's in Melbourne. Send us a text if you're going as well, 0439757555 to the Blues Festivals or to Boogie as well. Now, you guys have been making new songs. Is it all in your studio?
Well, we haven't actually started recording yet, but we have just got a new space, which we're going to put the studio in. There's still sort of like building work and stuff going on there, so once that's all done we can get straight to recording.
And we built a new mixing desk, so...
You actually built the mixing desk, didn't just get one brought in?
Yeah, they're all made like at home, so now we're doubling the width of the tape.
See, to people who, you know, have their own recordings studio, you know, recording lap software and stuff, probably doesn't mean very much to them, but how many channels did Smoking in Heaven have on it?
Well, that was done on an 8-track machine, so now we're doubling the amount of tracks. There's two channels which don't work, but we're working on getting them fixed.
So it's a 14-track.
Yeah,
at the moment. Triple J in the studio, Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. Yeah, playing those shows, playing tonight at Billboard's, got the show at Boogie at Tullaroook. Friday night you guys are playing, and then the Blues Festival and Sydney as well.
Yeah, we're doing Tullaroook day after tomorrow, and then Sydney, and then Gold Coast, and then we're going to New Zealand.
You guys are touring with your family again?
Yep, always.
Yeah.
And I did actually see, I saw a video with your cousin Kaz. Is everyone in your family a musician?
Well, my dad comes from India, where he had seven brothers and sisters in all, and they were always playing music or at like parties and stuff. So yeah, whenever there's like family gatherings, they all know the kind of old songs and stuff.
One other song that you guys did a little while ago, and it was this guy here, for a chip a chip commercial, a crisps company. Now, this is the I've Been Everywhere, obviously. And you guys done it, you sort of did the English version. Now, people talk about it as a Johnny Cash song, but I'm guessing
it's not. Yeah. I don't know why people say that. It's actually an Australian, written by an Australian.
Yeah, and you want to have a listen to the different version, the Australian version from like 1950 or something?
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, spare man. I've breathed the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Been to Talamore, Seymour, Lismore, Malunabar, Nambour, Maroochydore, Kilmore, Marillabar, Birdsville, Emmerville, Wallaville, Connemara, Connemara, Strathmine, Frostmine, Nala, Dala, Dala.
Now you're fast, Lewis. Don't get me wrong. But that is some.
That's incredible.
You're trying to show us up here.
But no. I'm just saying, when I come and see you guys play at Boogie on the weekend, I expect to go. I'm bringing a metronome, and if you're not at that tempo,
We only did that for the advert. We're not going to do that live.
You could throw in all those those ridiculous number of Australian cities, including Tallaroo, which is where you're going to be on the weekend. One of the main places. It's a great location. But yeah, people think it's American. Yeah,
it was actually good doing that song because we got to test out our new tape machine. We're confident now that it's sounding good and everything.
When you were here last at the Big Day Out, we had a chat backstage and I met one of your bandmates. Let's see if you recognise this voice.
Yeah, nice. God bless you, man.
God bless you as well.
Nice to see you again.
Welcome to Australia.
Yeah, man. Australia is my second home.
Yeah.
He says that about everywhere.
Who is that, Daisy?
That's Tan Tan.
That's Tan Tan, who is a legend of the Jamaican, like even pre-reggae scene.
Yeah, he's... we just checked into the hotel and he went straight down to Chinatown to get his pork and rice and whatever.
Pork and rice and whatever.
He just, wherever we go, he gets Chinese food. So he's gone straight down there and then he will take it to his room and eat it. And
he gets so excited if he knows there's a Chinatown nearby.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, most Australian cities do have a Chinatown, so he'd be stoked to be here.
Yeah, so, but he's always with us and it's a pleasure to have him. Great horn player and a legend.
Absolutely.
He really helps, like, to bring up the energy on stage as well when he comes on.
And it also helps to raise the median age. I know you've got your parents as well, but when you're playing these blues festivals, like the East Coast Blues Festival happening, and there's people like Iggy and the Stooges, Paul Simon are there, you need to try, like, you know, it's old people at these festivals, so Tan Tan's probably got a few years under the...
I mean, they're not, like, compared to the kind of music, like, those kind of people aren't that old, but Tan Tan, he was actually around playing in the 40s right through to now, so he's played in every decade and on such a variety of different music. He was on Beatles records and Rolling Stones,
Scatterlights,
Scatterlights. Sandy Shaw and stuff. Yeah, he went to Alpha Boys School.
I think
school
he was
Jamaica.
Even on the Lily Allen, album.
Yeah, so people
it's
like Robert,
real big range. Yeah,
people like Robert Plant are going to be knocking on your door asking if they can meet Tan Tan.
Yeah, I mean,
he'll make himself known.
Every kind of pop person like respects him, but he is just the nicest guy, really, and doesn't really care about all of that. He just wants to have fun and play, and you know. Eat his Chinese food.
Yes, and that's what he's doing. That's great. Yeah. Now, we're actually in the middle of, as we do on Wednesdays, something called That Movie Challenge. Our resident movie guy, Mark Fennell, comes in and we send him a challenge. And since it's Easter, we decided to make him find three movies with the worst, most evil rabbits in them, ones that would never make Easter bunnies at all. Now, I know you guys have been on the soundtracks of movies, as we said. You're, I guess you're mates with David Lynch, because you're on the same record.
Yeah, we know David a bit.
Same mates.
That's pretty sweet, though. I know he's quite a fan charming, of your music, yeah. Is he gonna put you in any of his films?
Hopefully. He's listening, then
Mr. Lynch, label mates here, Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis. It would be great. Well, he did a whole little range of these weird rabbits movies, where I think it was like 10 years ago. Just these dudes dressed up as rabbits in this one little bedroom. It was it was very strange. Anyway,
we hung out with him in France. Like we played a gig in like a club he designed or something. Hung out with him afterwards and he'd like given up smoking and well so have we now, but at the time we were chuffing away and like we got him started on it again and his son was like like stood up really angry. Was like, "Oh my god, Dad! I can't believe you're doing this to me!" And I walked out. We were like, "Oh,
you got that's so like getting David Lynch busted smoking behind out behind the pub, like you're like in school together."
Yeah. Well, this was in the club, so it was like everyone was there. You know.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Oh dear! Don't do that again. Now that
anyway, we've all quit now. So.
Excellent.
Well, let's talk about. Is there anything else when you're in Australia? You've got these gigs: Billboards tonight, Boogie Festival on Friday, the Metro Theatre in Sydney on Saturday, then East Coast Blues and Roots Festival and the Gold Coast before you head off to Auckland. What else are you guys planning on doing while you're here?
Well, all of our kind of like days off and time is when we're not playing is it, like we're doing kind of
radio.
Like interviews and stuff. So, but we'll be hanging out and enjoying the rays and
cracking open a few tubes.
crack open a few tubes. And,
Who taught you to crack open a few tubes? A couple of cold ones.
couple of stabbies.
Get a fresh six, mate. Fresh six.
Yeah.
Probably the same guy that taught you I've been everywhere, I imagine.
Yeah. No, so just chill out, have a few beers. Really, I don't know what else to...
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, have fun. And since you are spending a lot of the time going up the country, hitting up Tullaroook on Friday night, let's play that on Triple J. This is Going Up the Country by Kitty Daisy and Lewis. Thank you very much for dropping
in. Thank you very much.
I'm going up the country, babe, don't you want to go?
The Doctor on Triple J.